Mr. Candle.
And the Penguin.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, boys and girls. It's so wonderful to be with you and to share with you the thoughts and ideas of Mr. Candle. I'm Mr. Candle, and I travel all over the world, and I meet boys and girls all over the world, and the older people, too, mamas and papas and brothers and sisters and adults and children and everyone, because everyone loves Mr. Candle. Now, I come and tell you stories as I sit here on the bedside table, flickering this wonderful yellow light that I have of my candle into your face, making everything so beautiful and so warm. Now, I have been down into the cold areas of the world, in Antarctica. And in Antarctica, I had the opportunity to meet a bunch of penguins. And you know, Mr. Candle talks to everybody, not only boys and girls and daddies and mummies and brothers and sisters, but animals too, as you learned last week. Yes, I talked with animals down there. I met a penguin. Well, I met a lot of penguins, but one came over and had a talk with me. A penguin talked with you, Mr. Candle? How was about that? Yeah, I was there sitting on the ice, and my candle is glowing, and believe it or not, there's a big wind blowing and snow falling and all that sort of thing, and it didn't bother my candle one little bit. My candle glowed brightly, and it glowed out through the snowstorm. It glowed everywhere. All the penguins could see it. They could all feel it. They could all know that Mr. Candle was there. Well, this one little guy, he came up to me, and he said, "Mr. Candle?" And I said, "Well, how about that little Joseph? What are you up to?" And Joseph said, "Well, I got a problem." And I said, "Well, Joseph, what sort of a problem does a penguin have? You live, you have your adventures, and then you die, and that's your life." "Mr. Candle, that shows how much you know about penguins. We do a lot of things." And I said, "Well, Mr. Penguin, I know that you're only a youngster, but I'll call you Mr. Penguin anyhow, because I respect you." And I say, "Mr. Penguin, tell me about some of the things you do in your life that are so exciting, that are so wonderful." "Well, you know, Mr. Candle, people who are not penguins don't realize how many wonderful things penguins do. Do you know, Mr. Candle, that we know that there is a world in which we live, and that world is bigger than what we see. And in that world are people of all types, because we see people come down here to study on the glaciers and to study our ice and to study our mammals and to study us. And we oftentimes talk to them, but they don't pay any attention to us. They just think we're squawking and screaming and a bunch of mammal bird type things, and we just don't know how to act to them. And so, you know, Mr. Candle, one of our early leaders of the penguin family decided that having other people in the world was just a difficult chore unless we knew who we were." "Oh, really, Mr. Penguin? And what did this elder penguin say to you, that who you are?" "Well, Mr. Candle, we are unconditional love." Heard a lot about unconditional love lately. What is a penguin as unconditional love? Well, it's like this. People think that we are just dedicated beings, that we go and we mate, and we have our little penguins, and we bring them forth, and we raise them, and then we die, and then the little penguins grow up and have penguins, and they mate, and they do all these things, and that's all there is to life. Well, Mr. Candle, it shows how much you know. "I didn't say that was true. I'm listening to you, Mr. Penguin. I know that penguins are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious beings, and I know that penguins are fabulous and penguins are wonderful, because, you know, Mr. Penguin, I travel all the world, And I've been traveling all the world for eons of time, for lifetimes, and I have seen the penguins as they were learning little things and learning big things and being all the things they are, and people all over the world doing wonderful things. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Candle. I get on my soapbox here sometimes because I think that I've got to tell this story to people who don't know it. And I forget, Mr. Candle, that you know all these things, that you travel the world and you meet all these people and you respect everybody ever. Oh, Mr. Candle, I get so excited. Well, that's okay, Mr. Penguin. You go right ahead and get excited because that's what life's all about, getting excited. Now, what is it you want to be excited about? Well, I want to be excited about telling the world how wonderful we are, and telling the world what unconditional lovers we are, and telling the world what great beings the penguins are, and how the penguins are a noble race, and how we have a mind, and we have a body, and we are wonderful. Mr. Penguin, you are noble. You are wonderful. And you don't have to tell anybody that. You are that. What do you mean we don't have to tell anybody that? We have to tell. My daddy says we've got to tell it. My mommy says we've got to tell it. My mommy and daddy, they say that the great penguin has taught them that we must tell the world that we're wonderful. Well, I think the great penguin was misunderstood. The great penguin said to all the penguins, be yourself and have fun. Don't worry about anything else in the world except to give it unconditional love. And when you give the world unconditional love, that's all it can give back. And when you're being yourself and having fun, you are having a wonderful life. You're having a life filled with joy and happiness and goodness. And there's nothing to change in the world out there. Oh. 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 Oh, little penguin. You're so wonderful. If all the little penguins are as enthusiastic as you are about being a penguin and being unconditionally loving and being something so wonderful and so fantastic. You know, Mr. Penguin, I'm sure glad that I met you, because I met a lot of penguins in my life, and most of the penguins that I meet, the older ones or the younger ones, most of the penguins that I meet, they're just pretty well relaxed. They just are not too excited about anything one way or the other. They're just living their life and being themselves and having fun. But you're like new to the mold. And I tell you, Mr. Penguin, I love working with children because they're all new to the mold. They're new to the idea of being themselves and having fun and living a life of fantastic qualities and joyous experiences. You know, Mr. Penguin, I love you so. I am so glad that I met you today. You're so wonderful, Mr. Penguin. You are. Well, gee, Mr. Candle, thanks a lot. I didn't know, but thanks a lot, Mr. Candle. Gee, thanks, Mr. Candle. Thank you. Oh, don't thank me, Mr. Penguin. You just be yourself, and you just have fun, and you just live your life in a beautiful, fabulous way, and do all the things that make you happy, because that's all that matters in life, isn't it? Oh, Mr. Candle, I'm so glad you came. I'm going to get close to you every time you come, because every time I do get close to you, and this is the second time now, every time I do get close to you, I feel so good. Well, Mr. Penguin, you're very welcome. It's a joy to be with you. Hey, Mr. Penguin, did you know that the Sandman comes down here too? The Sandman puts pixie dust on all the penguins, all the adults and children. And you're all standing up there, and you fall sound asleep. Right, standing up. And it's wonderful. Now, he's going to sprinkle his pixie dust, so you just reach out your arms to all your grand family here, and your mommy and your daddy and your aunts and uncles and everybody in your world, and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And they'll all say, I love you, I love you, I love you, little penguin. And you'll say, I love you unconditionally. And they say, we love you unconditionally, little penguin. And then off to sleep you go. Now you have happy dreams, and I'll be back another day, and we'll talk about more wonderful things of what makes the life of a penguin so wonderful and so fantastic and so joyous, okay? All right, now, this is Mr. Candle. I'll see you again. Good night. I love you. I love you. I love you.